Then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Nevada Army National Guard. Aired by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KNCQ. Talk radio done right.
You gotta love it. It's Live and Local, our brand new time, noon till 3. I absolutely love it. Gentleman Jim Dallas has made the move with us, and I'm happy to have him around. In fact, you've been tracking this story on Chris Cuomo, who got fired over the weekend from CNN. But he's going dark soon.
It looks that way. For those people who are not familiar, that he did have a radio show, too, on Sirius XM. It's called Let's Get After It. And he says, considering what has happened at CNN, that he's going to take a step back and focus on what comes next. You know, it's really basically political talk here, as if he was running for office. I'm going to be spending more time with my family, you know, that kind of thing.
Blah, 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 blah.
Exactly. So, but it sounds to me that he's just throwing his hands up in the air. He says, you know, it's probably better just to keep a low profile right now, especially with the new reports which have come out about his own sexual harassment. Remember, he got in trouble, and eventually, maybe that was the straw that broke the camel's back, because of using CNN resources to find dirt on his accusers of his brother and his sexual allegations. Now, they're against him personally. So that must have been the straw that broke the camel's back, and that seems to be the only way you can get fired over there at CNN.
So he's going silent.
He's going dark. Going dark.
Very good. Well, we'll keep track of that. By the way, thanks to Stephen Turley for joining us. He is a fascinating guy. You ought to check it out. TurleyTalks.com. Yeah, TurleyTalks.com. Coming up, top of the hour, Wayne Allen Root. Yeah, we're going to be talking about these horrible poll numbers for the president and how low can you go. This is going to be like the limbo rock. How low can you go? Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 1:31, as we check out our traffic cams here in the KMZQ studios, it looks like you're maintaining your freeway speeds through the resort corridor of Interstate 15 with just one exception right now. It's Interstate 15 northbound at the Sahara off-ramp. It's actually in between. Multiple vehicles are situated between the off-ramp and the freeway there. So especially if you're in the right lane, caution through there. Delays downtown through the Spaghetti Bowl continue because of the availability due to construction. Only two lanes available there, 515 eastbound at Main and 515 westbound at Eastern. And moderate flows as we speak on the 95 eastbound at Decatur.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Not a great Sunday for the Raiders. They lose to Washington 17-15 with the loss. The Raiders fall to 6-6. They are tied for third place in the AFC West. Derek Carr, 249 yards passing, no touchdowns, no interceptions. Raiders visit Kansas City next Sunday. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they pick up a win against Calgary yesterday by a 3-2 score. Runs their record to 14-10-0. A couple days off before they're back at it coming up on Wednesday night when they are set to play host to Dallas. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Shop styles up to 70% off at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Don't forget to combine it with your Gap Cash. Save more through December 9th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
It takes two vaccines to help protect you this season, the flu and COVID-19. And now you can get both shots at the same visit. Learn more at cdc.gov/vaccines.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Who's the rat who will cop out when there's commies all about?
Shut your mouth.
I'm just talking about Sisolak.
We don't dig him.
Who's the rat who locks us down while he spreads the virus round, importing illegals to your town?
Steve Sisolak, that's for sure, Jack.
Sisolak is a bad...
He's a bad commie governor.
Right on.
We don't dig him.
Who's the rat who's gonna lie when he looks you in the eye?
That's where he's at.
I'm just talking about Sisolak.
He's a super rat.
Right on. I'm Fred Simon. I am a medical doctor. If you want the liberal madness to end, forget rhinos. Support me in the Republican primary for Nevada governor. Your courage can save Nevada. Volunteer, donate, learn more at simonforgovnv.com. We have to fight back.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yeah, I do find it interesting that the ultra-leftists at CNN have been pushing this Kamala Harris Pete Buttigieg ticket for 2024. The big question is who will be running on the Republican side. And the more I hear former President Donald J. Trump, the more I get a sense he's 99.9% there for running for election in 2024. I just honestly believe that. I'll ask Wayne Allen Root about that coming up. But the former president himself was on over the weekend with Mark Levin, and he predicted that the MAGA movement And this is a movement. This is different. This is not a political campaign that's going to go for 2 years. This is a movement that began in 2015 and is going to power itself all the way to 2024. This is the former president with Mark Levin. The MAGA movement will be active in the midterms. Here it is.
Let's see what happens. We had an election. I was very helpful. In fact, the new governor of Virginia called up early in the morning after the election to thank me. We were very helpful. Look, the MAGA people and people that support Trump came out in force, far greater than anybody thought possible. You know, you're an expert. You see what's going on. Your wife is a brilliant lawyer. She knows what's going on. It's terrible. We have to get back to borders. We have to get back to free enterprise. And we need a press that's fair and equal. And we don't have it. What's happened with big tech is a disgrace. I mean, it's just an absolute disgrace. So we have things to do, but it's going to happen. I believe we have the people on our side. I think we really do. I think we have a large majority. Who wouldn't want voter ID, as an example? Who wouldn't want a strong military, a border? Who wants to have millions of people flowing into our country? How many people? I mean, think, if you did a sample of 1,000 people, typical good American people that love our country, they can't believe what they're witnessing at the border. And some of the people are really bad. These are stone cold killers that other countries don't want, and they're sending them in from their prisons. Prisons are being emptied out in other countries. This is not a majority. Sanctuary cities, this is not a majority. This stuff is really, really bad. And I think you're going to see a big, big victory for Republicans in the midterms. I think it's going to be very hard for them to come back that fast. They're using prosecutors all over the place to hurt people, to hurt Republicans. I will say that Bill Barr certainly didn't do that. He certainly didn't. But they're using their prosecutors to hurt people and hurt them very badly. They're going after people, everybody. I've been under investigation from the day I came down the escalator. Think of it. I come down the escalator to do a good job. And by the way, I knew that running would be a very expensive thing. I didn't know it would be this expensive, but that's okay. I'm very happy about what happened. I saw Bloomberg spend $2 billion. He never got past the first question. The first question, he was gone. He would have been very good if he didn't do the debate. But he spent $2 billion. This country has tremendous potential, tremendous, but we're giving it away. And there'll be a point where the country can't come back, and we can never allow that point to be reached.
There you have it. The former president on with Mark Levin. The MAGA movement's going to be active. And I don't think there's any other way to put it. This is a movement. It is not a political campaign, and it's not over. Even if the former president says, I'm not running again, this is a movement that I think has legs that go well beyond where we are now. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
When the federal government made their last attempt at socialized medicine, Obamacare, most insurance companies refused to participate, leaving millions with no choice but the high premiums and deductibles on the marketplace. On the other hand, people that had had health plans that Patrick Rowe at Pro Insurance offers were able to keep their coverage with rates at half the cost. The new administration has promised another run at their stated goal of nationalized health insurance. If you are on Obamacare, uninsured, or on COBRA, now is the time to act. Protect yourself and family now with non-cancelable coverage guaranteed to age 65. Call them at 702-280-6240 or visit the Pro Insurance website at proinsurance.com. That's 702-280-6240 or Pro, that's P-R-O-W-E, insurance.com. A quality plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
Are you tired of having dirty, itchy skin or drinking smelly, disgusting water? Live healthy and have softer skin. Call Mr. Goodwater at 800-807-PURE and get your free water test and drinking water system. Mr. Goodwater carries the Elite Water System and is ready to install your system today with no heavy salt bags, no heavy bottles to lug. Get spring quality water that's good for you and your family. Call 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873.
Install extra homeowners only. Water test completed.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Ever wonder what gives me a winning edge? A quick pit stop to check your tire can go a long way. Whether you're driving on the track or just on the road, properly maintained tires handle better in all weather conditions and provide you with the safe stopping power. Do a safety check on your tread depth at home or go online and book a tire inspection appointment.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Sports books, at least some of them, took it on the chin over the weekend. A guy that is immersed in that world on weekends and on Monday night and on Thursday night from time to time, our own gentleman, Jim Dallas. And, some of the sports books did get hit pretty hardly yesterday.
They did. Caesars, the South Point, and the Westgate all reported losing days as the favorites went 7-5 against the spread yesterday. So
wow.
That kind of spells disaster for those people who are setting those lines. And that's why those guys' jobs, I mean, they're just so important to the industry. Because a half point here, a point there, can make all the difference in the world.
Wow. Wow.
And you want to get the same amount of action on both sides so you don't get burned. But that's not always a perfect equation.
Wow. Raiders. Talk a little bit about the Raiders, because I don't know how to figure them. I honestly don't. Give me your take, and even internally, I guess there's some players that are speaking out about the Raiders situation.
Well, I think football fans who really love the game and they're familiar with a lot of the key players, the coaches, and the people who run the league. They probably are familiar with the Dennis Green meltdown when he was the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. If you recall, he got up in the microphone. He says the Bears are who we thought they were, and then he hit the microphone and he says, and we let them off the hook. In other words, they were prepared for the game, and Josh Jacobs is not really happy with the way the Raiders are starting games. They get slow starts. They get behind the team, and then they can't get into that ebb and flow, which they need to do, where the running game sets up the passing game. And then you're playing from behind, and then you have to pass the ball. So he says, hey, we need to be, have a little bit of swag and push some people around and let people know that, we know what we're doing over here. So he's just, I think, speaking out of frustration, which when you lose at the end of a game and a field goal kicker comes in and wins it for the other team, you're going to be frustrated because you had a W up until the last few seconds.
Well, and the other thing is, and this is what I don't understand about this football team, the Raiders football team, is they get off to slow starts, and it puts so much pressure, on every facet of your football team to come back.
And that's unfortunate, too. They do miss their star tight end who was out this game, Darren Waller. And he's the go-to guy. He's the security blanket for Derek Carr. So if the running game is not gelling, then that takes away two weapons because you have your reserves who are not as nearly as talented as Darren Waller, who is basically a wide receiver at the tight end position. And you just can't find that. That is very rare. There might be three tight ends in the league that you could say have that ability. So it puts a lot of pressure on other facets of the team. And I think Jacobs was just speaking out of frustration. He says, we got to start fast. Get out there and get ahead. And then you dictate the pace of the game.
Let's get to the question everyone wants to know. How did you do? There are people listening to the show that live vicariously through you at the Westgate and various watering holes where you're placing bets. Talk a little bit about how you did.
I went 2-2 over the weekend. So I basically, it was a wash. But I felt strongly about the Philadelphia Eagles and their win. And I also felt really strongly about the Colts, which, of course, they came through too. So, yeah, there's the Bengals really bungled on me, as you like to say.
Well, they are the Bungles. Come on, they have a couple of good weeks, and everybody's already saying playoffs, playoffs, playoffs.
Well, if the playoffs were today, after 12 games, they are the number 7 seed in the AFC. So they're ahead of a lot of teams in there. But yeah, they bungled on me this weekend, and they take on the 49ers this week. And of course, you can hear 49ers games right here on KMZQ. They moved the time of that game to a more primetime afternoon slot because the Bengals are doing better this year.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Well, I'll just say my Chiefs are okay.
They look good. They look good. I mean, they don't look like they're blowing people away, which they're not, but they're starting to put things together. They're 8-4, and I think they're the number 2 or 3 seed in the AFC. So they're fine. They're looking good. But what is the Chargers going to do? That's a big question. Because after yesterday, the Chargers are now 7-5, and they're the number 6 seed in the AFC. So there's a lot of teams that are vying for those wild card spots right now. We have a lot of teams. I mean, we could, in 1 week, you could see three different teams in the playoffs.
I forget who the analyst that said it yesterday on some of the coverage, but you know, Thanksgiving is the demarcation line where you start separating the wheat from the chaff, and you know, there's going to be a lot of jockeying for position in these final weeks. But I'm going to tell you something. It's going to be interesting, in particular in the AFC, where there's a lot of folks that are still very much in the hunt. We'll follow it, and hopefully you'll do. By the way, do you have the Monday Nighter? Are you betting the Monday Nighter?
I'm staying away from tonight's game. Oh. I decided to. I'm just backing off.
I can't say I blame you. This hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casale and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Here's the number. 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Call the MultiCare Group and do it right now. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on this Monday edition of Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Attention Nevada patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown, asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. As I've gotten older, I've noticed considerable hearing loss in both ears. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's like night and day. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about here. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. Ask about the new Evolve hearing aids from Starkey. They're manufactured right here in the USA, not China. Quality Hearing Aids, in business for over 40 years, 30 of them here in Las Vegas. Call 702-369-1321 or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
This is Steve Miller from Blue Sky Insurance. The Medicare enrollment period for this year is coming to a close on December 7th. If life has gotten hectic and things have gotten away from you, you still have time to review your benefits for 2022, but you need to act soon. Blue Sky Insurance is operated by myself and my wife, Amy Miller. We are local Medicare agents, and you can reach us at 702-410-8020 or online at blueskylv.com. Amy and I are insurance brokers. We will help you navigate all the plans offered by the insurance companies, and we're also familiar with the local hospitals and provider networks. Simply put, we understand the nuances that make healthcare in Las Vegas unique. Before you reply to that mailer from an insurance company or call that random toll-free number you see on TV, give us a chance to show you how a local professional can improve your healthcare experience. That's Blue Sky Insurance. You can call or text us at 702-410-8020. You can also visit us online at blueskylv.com. Ask for Steve or Amy Miller at 702-410-8020.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want to tap in just for a moment to Bob Dole's farewell speech in the Senate. Bob Dole dying over the weekend. Here is the former senator from Kansas.